An entire family has been forced to flee their West Belfast home because of a dissident threat against their three teenage children, one of them just 14 years of age. Their grandfather, Brian O'Riordan, says he now can't see his grandchildren and has himself been threatened by dissident Republican terrorists after speaking out. Brian is with us now. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us what's happened here.
Well, on Wednesday or Thursday, the police brought a threat to my home for the three kids. And we have been trying to get this sorted out through different media, the likes of Raymond McCord and other people, and nobody wants to speak to us. The family has left, they had to leave their home, the house is blocked up, and they're living in accommodation, part-time accommodation.
I saw the headline in the front of the Sunday Life yesterday. Girl gets death threat, is 14.
14 years of age, yes.
What have they said?
Well, they went and told them that if they didn't leave by 8 o'clock, that they want to shoot the younger lot. And they won't tell us why, what reason,
how old is the younger boy?
16. The other lad, 17. He's a renegade chap. You know what I mean? There's no help for nobody, no matter where we go. I just don't want to know. Even these organisations that are set up for the intermediate, don't want to know. So we don't know what way to turn. And this is the only way that we can get sort of any response from anybody. You know, if this was happening, if the state was doing this, shooting youngsters and thing, there'd be public outcry. Not one politician or anybody has come to our home for to say what's happening. Not one. So where do you go? Where do you stand? Hello?
No, I'm listening to you. What effect has this had on the younger girl?
She's demanded. The child's terrorised. No, the whole family has been terrorised. Made to leave their home. She's going to lose her education. No teacher won't let her into school now. They'll not let her into school because it's a threat. Understandable, because of the other children. She'll not get work. The other lad's the same. He can't get work. He's the other lad's put out of school. So, do you think this is fair? Do you? Does anybody think it's fair? For no reason? You know, that VSS, they're saying they're not victims, so they won't help. The organisations that have been set up by Stormont have done the same. They won't help. They've turned their back. The children are terrified. So they are. They're living in between aunts' houses and all the rest. So they are. I can't even bring my younger grandchildren to my house in case anything would happen. They can stand and idle at that, because they threatened the oldest lad, and then the next thing they shot him. And again, for no reason. Well, no reason given. He was already in jail for antisocial behaviour. He'd done his time, they shot him, and now they're going to shoot him again. And the wee girl never leaves the house. The other lad is as quiet as a mouse. And they just won't give us a reason for it. For told the mother to leave the house, blocked up, and away she went. So where do we turn? Politicians don't want to know. If somebody shoots a gun at a blank wall, they're out screaming the place down. They shoot youngsters, not a word. Not a word. Not one politician condemned the shooting of the oldest son. Not one. There's the younger son going to get shot, and a child is 14 years of age. So,
you must be distraught.
Demented I am. I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm scared of sleep in case somebody comes to my door. You know what I mean? And I haven't seen my daughter's grandchildren in 3 days. I told her not to bring them over to the house. You know, and they're asking their mummy, why can I go over to see my granny? I just don't think that. What's the sort of society we're living in when the police will do nothing, the politicians will do nothing, the organisations that are
surely the police, the police must be kicking in.
No.
A 14-year-old child receives a death threat, and you're telling me the police have done nothing?
The police have done nothing. Nothing whatsoever. They actually went to Raymond McCord had went to that VSF, and they told him he wasn't a victim. And the police, they sent the police to him for to get the child's name. They brought the fat in there telling him they don't know the child's name. So what does that tell you? No, I mean, they're doing nothing. They come, handed the thing, the threat to us, and drove away. Same thing when the lad was shot. They've done nothing. Nothing. They haven't even come out to see was he alive, dead, walking, anything. See, did you hear who done it? Not a word from him have I heard. And he lives with me. You know, this lad lives with me, but he can't live with me now. It's wrong.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I've nowhere to turn. That's what I'm telling you. I've nowhere to turn. The police don't want to know. The people that's been set up, the mediate for between organisations and the likes of myself, don't want to know. So the children have lived in Turf Lodge, born and reared, and put out of it. Now, don't come back. I'm being honest with you, I don't know why. Because Jack and Jolene are two of the quietest children in the town. George Grant, as I've told you.
Let's just be careful with names.
The oldest lad, he done his time, he was shot. So he was punished twice and now they want to punish him again. When he doesn't do nothing anymore. The wee girl does nothing whatsoever, nothing. Doesn't leave the house, so she doesn't. And these people have went and told them, leave, or we're going to shoot the younger lad.
And has there actually been a death threat on the younger girl as well?
Yes, I have it in the house. I have the threat from the police. So I have. They actually showed it to the papers, showed it to the guard that come out from the paper, from the Sunday Life, showed her there's a down, she took photographs of it. There you go.
And what does it say?
There has been. I'm not in the house at the minute. I'm up in the yard. It states that there has been a threat against the life of her name, which I don't want to say, and to tighten up your security.
Well, have the police installed more security in her home?
They have not. No, they have not. They haven't come near me to do anything.
Sorry, the police must have. They don't just hand over a letter. They must have said, "Look, this is a child." They must have. Have they told you that they're upping patrols? Have they told you an emergency number? Have they offered to put panic buttons into the house?
Nothing. A hand of God, I never move from where I'm sitting. Nothing.
The police have done nothing.
Nothing whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever. That's why I'm annoyed about this. There's not one thing has helped try to help us in any which way. Not one. The police, these organisations that are set up, not one. The police haven't said there's a panic button, there's a camera, tighten your security, will drive around. Nothing. And this is on my address. On my own address. So it is. Which I have never been involved in any criminality of any which thing. So I haven't. I'm really annoyed at the police. Well, no, they are, in my view, it's message boys for them for to bring it to you. So they are.
I find it hard to believe that the police just handed a letter about a 14-year-old girl being under a death threat and walked away. I find it very hard to believe.
Well, you find whatever you like to believe, Stephen. I am not, it's up to your view, but I am telling you the God's honest truth. May I never move, I would have said, may I never move from where I'm sitting. They handed me and walked away. There you go.
You know, there are so many things coming into my head this morning, because we shouldn't allow a situation where there's a child being threatened, a child's life being threatened by paramilitaries, a 14-year-old child.
14-year-old child, yes.
And that somehow we become normalised to that.
Yeah, yes.
So here are some of the things I want to know. I want to know that when the police got knowledge of that, did they liaise? The police are always very good at talking about a multi-agency approach. Have the police liaised with social services? Does that child need counselling? Does that child need extra support? Have they talked you through how to secure your home, how to improve her security? Have they done any of that rather than just handing over a letter?
No. Hey, you can go to the police and ask them.
I'm going to them. I'll tell you right now. We are going to them right now.
And you ask them what they've done at my home, other than give me a letter to say. Now, this isn't the first threat. This is a couple of threats that has been sent for the oldest lad. But this one here has sort of turned the key, because she's so young. She's only a child.
What type of country are we in Northern Ireland? What type of country are we in Northern Ireland if we have a police service who hand over a letter telling a 14-year-old girl she's under a death threat and the police walk away?
Well, you tell me, because I'm telling you the God's honest truth, and I've no need to lie. I have no need whatsoever to lie about this.
We asked the police for details around this. They say if we receive information that a person's life may be at risk, we will inform them accordingly. We never ignore anything which may put an individual at risk. No inference should be drawn from this. Mm. So we don't have anything in this that tells us if they're prepared to support you and your family and a 14-year-old little girl.
Exactly. They've never given us support. Not once.
Right, well, you're going to have our support. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the police and we're going to ask them what offer of support and help and guidance and assistance beyond a letter did they give that child?
Uh-huh. Well, I would appreciate that.
She must be finding it hard to sleep.
She won't even stay with her family. She's just scared. She's that scared. She won't even stay with her family. There's two younger than her. There's two youngsters younger than her. And that's living with them, you know what I mean? A brother and a sister that's younger than her again. So the mother is terrified for the life of all of her family.
The victim's campaigner, Raymond McCord, listening to this. What do you make of this? Yeah. Morning.
Morning, Stephen. It's disgusting, isn't it? I've been up seeing the family and... absolutely disgusting. And what that gentleman's saying, the grandfather, relating to the police and the threat, 100%, because half a dozen of them, I had one just over a week ago. The police come to your house, Stephen, it's hard to believe us. They come to your house, they hand you a pen and paper, an attack is being planned on you, and that's it. They go away. They can give you a booklet to review your security, but there's no door, special doors go on, there's no panic buttons, there's no cameras. There's nothing. They come in. I remember one of the times it happened. It was a sergeant. He handed it to me, and he says, "I've done my job. I'm away." That's the way it's dealt with. In this case, with the younger, at 14, like, where does these people stop? I tried last week to help them. I went to people who would be associated with the people existing in the threat, and they tried to say to me to stay out of it, and they wouldn't stay out of it. I went to the organisation set up, if I can. Survivor Service, and while at a meeting there, they told me the girl couldn't be a victim, which is under 18. Couldn't be a victim because she's under 18. Now, this is the support that this family's getting. You know, and before I would have mediated in a lot of cases over the last number of years, but our office is closed now, the group we had. Well, those people have nowhere to go now.
Well, look, here's what I want to do this morning. I want to take a bit of time over this story, and I want to get the team to dig into it. Because I think there's a bigger story in this beyond even beyond with respect, your family,
yes,
Brian.
Yes, I understand that. And the bigger
story here is quite simple. You know, the dissidents must be laughing at this morning.
Uh-huh.
So I want this to go to the very top of the PSNI. I want to go to a senior officer. And I want to ask the PSNI as an organisation, do they think it is being responsible and it is being a community police service to hand a death threat letter through you to a 14-year-old child and walk away?
Yeah.
And that's what I want to hear from the police. What's their strategy around this? What more can they be doing? Where's social services in all of this? And we'll come back to you tomorrow. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
It.
Not a problem. Thank you, Raymond. Morning, Brian.